Hello.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam Nation on what is known as the UBC Point Grey campus. You are currently tuned into Training Time. This is the hour where we teach new volunteers what it's like to run a show on CITR in our on-air studio. And if you're interested in what it means to be a part of community radio, if you want to give this a shot, please do. It's actually pretty easy. Our station is located in the lower floor of the AMS Nest, and we run tours every weekday at noon. You don't have to be a student to come. You just have to have a passion or an interest in what we do here. So everyone's welcome, and we'd love to see you. That being said, thanks for managing the little bit of silence that I left us all with there. I had some lovely technical difficulties that were entirely my fault, but that is part of the fun. I don't know if I said it yet. My name's Kira. I'm the programming manager here at CITR, and I'm joined in the studio by some wonderful new volunteers. I'm going to just turn on your mics and let you introduce yourself. How about you go first?
Hi, my name is Ewan. I am a third-year student at UBC studying English literature, and I've found community radio to be something very interesting, but never given it a shot before, so dipping my toes in for the first time.
Right on.
Hi, I'm Cooper. I'm a first-year student studying visual art, and I joined Unceded Airwaves, so I've been on the air like a handful of times now, but still really excited to learn more.
Amazing. Thank you both for being here. I guess the question of the day is the point of what we're talking about right now, which is, what is your favorite, I guess, condition or environment to listen to music in? Like, do you have a perfect moment where it's like, this is where music is its best?
I think for me, probably, at least the most exciting, is being on a long road trip with family or friends and being able to share your music with other people, kind of going around whoever's in the car on these long stretches of road and just being able to show what you've been listening to on your own for the past few months and just kind of bring that to life and, you know, hopefully introduce people to new things. I think one of the most satisfying moments as a person who likes music is recommending an album to someone and then having them come back a day or two later and be like, this is my new favorite album.
Yeah, absolutely. Sharing music with other people is so powerful. I feel like it's a personally meaningful experience, and then it's also a way to communicate things to people you care about. I could go on about it, but Cooper, why don't you go further?
I would say my first thought definitely was, to be very specific, the Winnipeg Folk Festival.
Oh.
but also live music outside in general. I'm actually wearing a Winnipeg Folk Festival t-shirt right now. I'm a big fan. It's just really exciting to be able to walk around and catch new acts and place just groups from anywhere, really, and that you've definitely never heard before, and then to follow them afterwards. It's fun.
Nice. I feel like my answer is so much more antisocial than both of yours. I don't even know if it's a condition or if it's just something that the different pieces align and it feels right, where it's specifically being on the bus or in transit somewhere, mm-hmm. and you're listening to a song and there's something about the weather and the way that you're feeling and everything just comes together and you're like, this is a moment. I want to remember this moment. Sometimes it's that moment where you're like, this kind of feels like a movie. That's my favorite experience of listening to music, although I do have a really big soft spot for live music and local shows here in Vancouver as well, particularly because I feel like once people are very comfortable in venues, you can just be yourself and people will dance weird and just be normal, normally themselves. And I think that's a wonderful thing to be able to share with people and witness as well. You had a song that you were going to play for us, which was My My by Plumtree.
That is correct.
Do you have anything you want to share about it before we play it?
Plumtree is a band that means a lot to me, actually. It's a much nicher thing than a lot of the stuff that I end up finding, but anyone familiar with the Scott Pilgrim comics would know that they are the band that inspired the title of the comics. And last year I was lucky enough to actually interview the lead singer of the band, Carla Gillis, for an assignment here in the creative writing program, and had a wonderful conversation with her. Plumtree, while it existed, its members were four teenage girls from Canada, from Halifax, touring across the country between summers, between semesters of high school. And this is from their last album, While They All Started Reaching College Age, and is, I think, one of their greatest songs.
I'm so excited. What an amazing introduction. All right, let's get into it, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Standby. Technical difficulties with the computers in the studio today. Okay, this is where everyone gets to watch me vamp a little bit while I open up yet another window. I guess other things that you can do if you want to get involved with CITR, other than being on the radio like we are now, we have an incredible print publication as well that we're associated with, Discorder Magazine. You might have seen it around UBC. You might have seen it out and about in the world. We actually distribute it all over the city. It is free to be able to access. And it's entirely made up of volunteer contributions. So if you are a creative writer, if you're somebody that illustrates, if you're a photographer, that could be the place for you. And with that said, I hopefully have a working version of this song. There it is. Okay, bye.
Water dripping from the pipes down in the basement, bare feet on a concrete floor, notches on the wall of my solitary cell. Sweat dripping out of every pore. It feels like it takes forever. It's maybe 5 minutes on screen, but the horns will swell and the strings will sound when that flipped quarter hits the ground. I'm doing this for revenge. Wet blood when the sun comes through. Thick mist on the pond before the temple. Headed down for the final rendezvous. Everybody ready for justice. Just another mile to go. But the strings will keen and the horns will cry when it's just me against the sky.
We're back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam peoples on what is colonially known as the UBC Point Grey campus. If you're listening to this and you're wondering what you can do to support Indigenous land sovereignty, there are a lot of different options out there. You can, for example, donate to land defense funds for nations across the country and the province. There's currently a defense or legal defense fund fundraising for the legal defense of land defenders involved in work at Fairy Creek. You can find these things on the internet. And there are many other ways that you can support Indigenous land sovereignty. And if you want to chat about it, you can come to CITR and talk with some of our amazing volunteers and even some of our staff who have some knowledge about how you can get involved. All right. So we just heard a song by the Mountain Goats that was Training Montage, which was recommended by our wonderful volunteer. So, and we have another recommendation. Do you want to share with us what's so special about this song?
Oh, okay. So my recommendation is Hypnotic by Super Duty Tough Work, Winnipeg band I was complaining about how I cannot see them in Winnipeg because I just moved from Winnipeg here, and I can't see them here because it's 19 plus here, unfortunately, and I just turned 18. So they are playing in Vancouver November 12th at Fox Cabaret, and yeah, I've been listening to the album Studies in Grey a fair amount. I think it just won an award, actually, but I'm not entirely sure what award that is. And the song is called Hypnotic.
Amazing. If you're 19 and you want to go to the show, you're in luck. You can go. All right. We'll listen to Hypnotic by Super Duty Tough Work. And then we'll listen to a track by Stereolab called Fluorescences. And then I'll be back to say goodbye. All right. Here we go.
Trying to make it happen. Cause talk's cheap, they respect the action. So my pen is like I'm signing these checks, make paper out my passion. Cause there's so many broken, talented cats that slow to get started. Trapped in smoke-filled apartments, we go from dirty carpets to blurry margins. Leaning too deep to sleep, my enemies drop death charges and beg for fresh starts when they don't get the target. They watch as we bless bars with our blood, sweat, and tears. Years while my peers invested in careers and salaries, job status and family trees. Others went on to cop master's degrees while we sleeping by the easel, painting out this dirty masterpiece. And yeah, we make it look so easy, but we can't all be chefy fairies. I'm falling tracks like Rainbow in Beach Street. And I ain't saying they deceive me, cause even with these degrees, I still get, can I see your receipt, please? So it's back to the beat CDs. We burn in the green, leaf at the desk like right, eat, sleep, breathe. We building peace by peace. Yo, we rocking these beats, power and speed. Be my hands and feet, we don't fold. You know, we don't crease while we rocking it. Pretending the pressure's unrelenting. My neighbors hate me because they say my bass is never ending. We count pennies, then it's clever spending. I reap the benefits from banging out beats, then it's back to letter bending. And they want influence but lack perspective. You know my giants have been quietly building, just check the track record. You fucking with the masterclass professor, pick a discipline, kid. We intimate, chisel tips and instruments. And yeah, I used to never take initiative, but things change now. I'm like, is the wisdom quick, screaming, this is it. Precision hits for rhythm nation, citizen Smiths, mouths watering and fingers lick while Vish local can wash and flash in the pan. Kids fizzle quick. I'm asking myself, when will we get it in? But for now, I'm content just saying my prayers on the drum, asking for sustenance off the labors of my love. Something that means something, not that flavor of the month. It's like you're gonna go my way, but yo, I'm always on the run, and I'm done. Like Lenny Kravitz's bastard son, she's like, you're gonna go my way, but girl, I'm always on the run. We building peace by peace. Yo, we rocking these beats, power and speed. Be my hands and feet, we don't fall.
All right, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, just in case you forgot. This is the end of the training time hour. Again, if you want to be a part of CITR, we probably want you to be a part of CITR as well. You can drop by the station any weekday at noon. We'd love to meet you. And once you have a tour, you can start your journey here. All right, with that, I hope everyone has a beautiful afternoon, and keep it tuned.